Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we began to talk about the prayer habits. Last week, we began to talk about the prayer habits of a smart believer. Come on, are you hearing us now? The prayer habits of a smart believer. And today, we will go on to conclude this conversation about the prayer habits of a smart believer. But before we go on, I want us to go all on our knees this morning. It's going to be a custom we're going to get into this morning. So will you please kneel with me this morning, everybody? I know, it's a new custom. And you're going to say after me, we'll get the prayers projected on the screen. Say, Father, I kneel in honor of you and in honor of your word. My heart is open to receive your word and be transformed. I thank you for my life will be turned around by virtue of the grace and spirit in this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. We said a habit is something, a usual way of behaving, right? We said a habit is a usual way of behaving, something that a person does in a regular and repeated way. Something he does regular and repeated way, a usual way, something usual. It's just you do it every time. And so we are currently talking about the prayer habits of a smart believer. And I think, just like I said, we are building a smart church. We have smartphones, smart everything. I think we should have a smart church where you are doing things not with so much energy or with so much force, but things are happening and flowing in our lives just like that, because we are making them a system. It works. It's easy. It's not hard. We tend to want to do things the hard way. Things are tough, and then maybe you think that is the right Christianity when it is hard. No. The world is making things as smooth and as simple as possible. By having gadgets, we can just a single touch. We can now, even with the AIs now, we can get a lot of information in just one. Just ask a question and get all that information all packed up to you, given to you. Just that you don't need to have to read all the articles. He reads all the articles and then presents this information to you. AI is coming now. And so we should be smart. Everything a believer should be, as a believer, we should be smart. And their habits and their things, I talked about reading the Bible. It's a smart thing. You just do it regularly. People like to do things and make it hard. But if we do these things, it's just like eating. Just like eating, you're just eating every day, you eat in the morning, you eat in the evening, and then you're taking these things in regularly, and then it's happening naturally, it's happening organically, it's happening by itself, you don't need to have to try. And that's what I want prayer to be like for us. I want prayer to be a habit. And we want to say we are smart believers. We know how to pray. We know what prayer should be. We said last week that it should not be a matter of occasion. Come on. It should not be a matter of the occasion of prayer. Oh, we have an occasion where we come and pray. And you know our occasion of prayer. We'll come in the morning, we'll pray before service, then we'll come, tarry 1 hour, we'll pray, and then we'll have one meeting there, we'll pray, and we'll do that. That's our occasion of prayer. We said it's good to have the prayer, you know, as in that occasion. That is good. We said we also consider prayer as a matter of fluctuation. Come on. In the mood. I'm not in the mood. Ah, there's a mood of prayer. Let us be in the mood of worship, in the mood of prayer, and then we can now pray. Since we are being, not like I said, not what we're talking about, your prayer is making my prayer pray, or your laugh is making my laugh to laugh. And then, you know, so your prayer is making my prayer pray. So that's a fluctuation. I feel like praying now, so I pray. And then the other one is situation. Yes, sir. Situation. And then something is off in our lives, and then we, excuse me, and then we begin to pray. So we don't want it to be a situation, occasion, or a fluctuation. We want it to be a habit. Come on, a habit, something we do all the time. We cannot only come to God when our life is all messed up, when there's trouble and challenge. That's not how to pray. And that's not how we should live our lives as believers. That is not a smart believer. Come on. That is not for a smart believer. Amen. In Luke chapter number 22, verse number 39, we looked at these scriptures this scripture last week. And the Bible says in Luke 22, verse number 39, and he came out and went as he was what? Once. The New King James here makes it difficult. This is where you say, yes, did I not tell you, Pastor, New King James is hard? But it's not really hard. When you say as he was once, you think about it, what does it mean? It means as he often did, right? We looked at the New King James. You see, the New King James says, coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed. So Jesus was always praying. He had a custom of prayer. Jesus was always praying. And that's how we too should live. We should have a prayer habit. Prayer should be for us a matter of a habit. All the time. He was always praying. So when you see something like that, he was going to pray at the Mount of Olives right now. He was going to face the crucifixion. And so he went to pray. But we see from this scripture that he didn't just run to pray as a matter of situation. You say he went to pray when Jesus went to pray before Jesus was talking. Yes. But that phrase there, as was his custom, lets us know it was not a matter of situation for Jesus. But for us, prayer is a matter of situation. Things are all messed up. Then we run to God. Once it's fixed again, we forget prayer. Situation brings us to God. And that's how many believers pray. And that's not a smart believer. A smart believer that wants to live a victorious life will continue to pray as a matter of habits. He will go beyond occasion. It will not be a matter of fluctuation. It will be a matter of habit where he prays all the time. Are you still here? So we looked at this scripture and we looked at Luke 11. We're looking at Jesus right now in Luke chapter 11 and verse number 1. He says, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. You see, he was praying in a certain place, and when he ceased, one of his disciples, so they were there, and one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. So they were there, and he just stopped. It's a custom. They knew this guy will soon stop, and we'll be able to talk to him. So just give me a minute, and just pray in there, just goes there and says, Lord, Jesus, my Father, he prays. And then he does that, and he comes up. All right, then he says, the disciples say, we always see you doing this thing. Come on. Are you here? Well, let's see you doing this thing. Teach us to do this thing. What should we say? And this will move me to the meat of my discussion today. And we always see you doing this thing. You know, teach us to pray. I want to be able to pray like that. I want to be able to pray like you pray. And then he just began to talk to them about how to pray. And then he gave that brief breakdown there, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, he did all that. But that is now giving us something very instructional, and this is the meat of my discussion today. Amen. But before I do that, there's something that actually hit us last week. I don't know if you can remember, but we said he answers prayers, right? Long prayer, short prayers. He didn't tell us which one. We're not saying long prayers or short prayers, but he answers prayers. So you say, Father, I thank you for my life right now, and I just need your help. He said, no, I can't answer that prayer. No. It's too short. You need to go do 1 hour, then I can hear. Come on. And that is something I want us to learn. This is the prayer habit I'm talking about. I pray a minute. A minute. And somebody says, that's not prayer. I said, is it going to answer that prayer or not? You say, it won't answer the prayer. Why? Because it's too short. Come on. And we looked at scriptures last week. I showed you scriptures, right? I don't know. I might touch that stuff again, that thought again, but I don't want to touch that right now. I want this scripture right here to lead us into my talk for today, my conversation today. And I want to talk to you about this thing. When he says, Lord, teach us to pray. When Jesus prayed and he ceased praying, and then the disciple says, Lord, teach us to pray. And also in my conversation, because it's going to be connected, it's part two, obviously it's connected, I'm not saying something different. We talked about something last week, and I was saying that, and you were laughing, and it was funny. But it is, again, to form the meat of my conversation, when he says, Lord, teach us to pray. And when I said last week, Lord, I mean, I'm just wearing this beautiful dress right now, and I'm in the office, and I like that Mr. Ernest from accounting. Let him pass through the office today, at least for one reason or the other. Let him see me in this beautiful dress. It will really be nice. I think maybe it will trip him a little bit more. And then somebody says, Which one, pastor, they talk now? I think that's partly our problem. All right. You thought I was joking. And you are still wondering, I thought he's joking. No, he's still joking. No, I'm not joking. The real issue and part of our issues and why we don't pray, let me tell you, is because we leave everything away from him and we only want to take some things to him. Serious things. I don't talk about the prayer habit of a serious Christian. I'm talking about the prayer habit of a smart believer. Come on, smart. Smart up. Say, this is not serious. Is that something I should orchestrate it by myself? Why do you want to do things by yourself when you can talk to him and he can help you do them? Your life will be far more sweeter and easier if you talk to him about everything. Everything. Are you here? Everything. You talk to him about the weather, about your conversation. Lord, give me the right words to say as I speak to my brother, you know, who, and all this stuff. And we're having an argument and we've been quarreling for some time. I just want to go and see him. Let me just clear my mind. And if you are going and you say, Lord, I don't want to come out defensive about what I did. I know what I did, but I know the way he's doing it. And then somebody says, you need to pray about that one. Just go and see him and talk to him. That's the problem with your life. You just go and do what you want to do. And then when it's all built up and becomes a problem, you now bring it to God. But a smart believer, that's what I'm training you now, will always talk to him about everything. He will talk to him about everything about life. So no matter what it is, no matter what you are doing, you just talk to God about it. Somebody says, what are you praying about? What are you always praying about? I say, seriously, you have a life. There are so many things to pray about. I mean, even in your job, I mean, you are doing your work and it's hard. Will you stop and say, Lord, this thing I'm doing, help me. Come on. Will you say, help me? I mean, I need your help. I mean, I'm attending to a client and this is hard. I don't know what the complaint is. I'm trying to say, what do I give here? And the thought, this thing is, Father, help me. Lord, help me. Help me treat this person. Help me help this person. Come on. You happen to do a style or something, and then you find it's hard. You are trying. I don't want to make a mistake. Can you pray before you just? I mean, before you curse that thing, say, Lord, I don't want to make a mistake. Help me, Lord. Pray. Help me, Lord. I remember. I just saying that now. I remember when Archbishop Benson told us something. He said, "You don't know what to say. Just say, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord." I mean, you can literally talk to God all the time. And so if you take your Bibles right now with me to Philippians chapter number 4, you will see where Paul says something like this. And so I wasn't joking. And then you have a quarrel. You have a quarrel with your spouse, with your boyfriend. You have a quarrel. And then he's not happy. And then you are not happy. And then you say, Lord, I help him see my position in this matter. Help me see my stand in this matter. You're talking to your wife, and then she's not getting it. And you say, Lord, help her see my position in this matter. And just because I'm standing here and I see this thing, and she's not seeing it. I don't know why she's not seeing it. Lord, help her see. Open her eyes to see my position. Let's come to an understanding in this matter. I don't want this thing to go so long. Lord, help us, because we want to go forward and we want to live for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You want to say, that it concerns her. Everything concerns him. Everything. The Apostle Paul says, if you look at the word is here, he says, be careful for nothing, right? But in what? Everything. It's in your Bible. He says, in everything. So when I pray for Mr. Ernest from accounting to pass through, because I just trimmed my hair, come on, and now I'm looking good. Not Mr. Ernest, sorry. Janet from accounting. Because now, I mean, you know, I don't know, Frank, you have that dress. Come on, who has that dress? You know that dress? Don't lie. Don't be trying to lie. One shirt like that. When you wear that shirt, you get confidence. Oh, I have the shirt. I have that shirt. It's on Monday. And the color. It fits more than every other shirt. Somehow, I don't know why. I don't know how. But when I wear that shirt, world is ending. The world has descended. And it's that day I want everything to happen. So, I mean, you have that stuff and you can just pray. He says in everything. Did they not just read in everything?
He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything. And this is the challenge we have with the body of Christ. We don't want to pray about anything. We want to pray only about bad, difficult, impossible things. But we want to handle our lives by ourselves. That's not smart. That's dumb. And I'm training smart believers. Come on. You know, I'm at the bus stop and I'm waiting for a bus. Lord, bring my bus. You literally can pray all the time. Come on. You can pray all the time. Lord, the bus. I need a bus now. And then I need a bus that will not stop every time. Come on. Have you been there? And then you say, stop. Move. And then you need that. You say, Lord, everybody in this bus. Though the bus I need now is the one that will take me. Bam, I need to get there. Bam. I'm late. Let's go. Lord, in the name of Jesus. I don't know how you pray. Pray it anyhow. Put your hand together. Put your eyes and squeeze your face. You say, maybe to make him answer better. I don't know. But just pray. But you're praying all the time. That is the key. You pray all the time. Concerning everything. Paul says, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. In everything. There's this songwriter. Somebody wrote a song. I want to read the first stanza. What a friend we have in Jesus. You know the song? What a friend we have in Jesus. You know the song? All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Then the second verse says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. What needless pain we bear. Why? All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And that's a powerful song. I mean, this song says it all. We bear so much pain. We are even heartbroken and we don't talk to him. He breaks up with you. Or she breaks up with you. Guess what? We will talk to everybody. We will talk to God to give us strength. Father, I need strength. Right now, I saw my world. I saw my life with this person. And now this person is saying, it's over. I don't know. How can I deal with that? And then you are broken. You say, so you not tell God, God help me. No. That's the problem. You see. I'm probably talking about breakup, boyfriend, girlfriend, because I've seen all of you. That's where many of you are right now. We have a few people married here, but many of you are there right now. And those are the everyday situations you face. You quarrel, one kind of funny quarrel, then break up. Come on. I mean, this thing ends, but we don't feel that. I'm talking to you about it right now. You're like, Pastor, leave that side. Why are we leaving that side? Is that not part of your life? Oh, I've gone through heartbreak. Guy, take a number. But the real problem is not the heartbreak. The real problem is not what we are going through. It's not the nature of what's happening in our lives, whether the rain is falling or the bus is not coming. It's because we're not talking to him about it. I love this song, and you might miss that just now. All our sins and griefs to bear. When he went to the cross, did he carry everything or did he carry some things? And the things he carried on the cross, they are even 10 times worse. He took our sins. He was willing to bear our sins on the cross. Will he not willingly bear every other little small pain? He wants to even fry fish. I mean, I'm trying to be as practical. And you know, help me. So that I don't get this thing right. The reason we go about life and we have so many issues is because we don't take everything to God in prayer. Everything. So you are praying all the time because you are alive. You're alive because there will be everything to pray about. I'll tell you something. One of the greatest secrets of David's life, you find it in the Psalms. You know what you find in the Psalms? Oh God, make haste to come to my rescue. How long will you turn your eyes away from me? He's talking to him like, guy, how long will you turn away your eyes from me? My enemies are everywhere I camp around me. Where is your hand, oh Lord, to deliver me from this pain? Then he goes again. Oh Lord, I thank you. I cried unto the Lord and he delivered me. He heard me. Oh, I give you praise. Then he goes again. The Psalms, no, they are music. The song, they are actually songs. He does say, then he goes to God. He sits down in the middle of that pain and that grief. He takes his harp. Oh Lord, When would you come for me? The enemies are there to eat my flesh. Oh God. That's what he was doing. No, you're laughing, but that's what he was doing. He was talking to God. Read the Psalms. You read the Psalms. You see, that's what you see there. He was raw. The Psalms are raw. They are raw. They are free. They are free expression. Some people now express, he say, I cannot say God. If I say God, let him pass through. Let him see me. He say, where are you? So you don't, we don't pray because we don't want to say anything. But a smart believer, come on. He prays about everything. Everything. He prayer is his custom. It's his custom. It's his lifestyle. He's praying all the time. He's praying all the time. He's praying about everything. So before you begin to ask me, Pastor, what do you pray about? Do you pray about money? Money, money. Wahala. See, no, I go to work. That's the problem. I go to work, so I don't pray about no need. I work. They'll pay me at the end of the month. That's your problem. Yes. So maybe even when I come to church and say, I pray for you, increase financially, you are like, when they worry this pastor? Money, I would pray for. But you need money. You need money like central bank. And for the past 1 week, I'm catching you here now. You've not even told him, Lord, increase my financial status. Remember me financially. I need money. You say, how will I say it? I'll say, Lord, say it like that. Lord, okay, let me change it. I need money. If that will help. Put your hand together. I don't care. Just lift your heart to him. Come on. Everything to God in prayer. What about when I'm broken? What about if I'm fired from my place of work? Maybe the guy is downsized. Maybe he's traveling abroad and he sold the business. And the person who is buying the business is not interested in my services. Or wants to shut the thing down and do something else. So I go, hello, brother. Brother. Where would you get strength from? From brother or from God? Come on. I'm trying to teach you how to pray. You know, he says, give us this day our daily bread. It's not a bad thing. You know, I need money. I pray, I tell him. I say, God, I need money. And funnily and truthfully, he answers prayers. Somehow, he can call. Hey, Dr. Gabriel, are you available? Okay, I'm coming tomorrow. Hey, Dr. Gabriel. I say, hey, thank you, Jesus. But what about when we don't pray? We don't see anything happening and then we complain the more. Things are going bad. We don't pray. We go get from bad to what? To worse. Because we feel that money is equal to work. Money is equal to prayer. Alright. A good relationship, a good marriage is equal to working hard at it, making sure two of you connect very well and finding the right partner. You see, the things we remove from prayer, there are many. Come on. Good connection. Growing up in life, getting more stuff is tied to good connections and all that. Building personal relationships with people around you so that you can get connections. That's equivalent to growing up. There's no need to pray, right? No need to pray. If you can find the right partner, then guess who? You are finding the right partner with your two Oju Kokoro eyes. What about praying to help you find the right partner? It's not your eye you will use to find the right partner now. So, I can close. Do you see the prayer? So, somebody say, prayer. How can I make prayer habit? Because I'm used to, there's nothing to pray about. There's everything to pray about. Everything to pray about. You are praying about everything. You're going to somebody. I'm taking my car to the prayer. And I'm saying, Lord, I may help this guy to find this thing, do the right thing for me. Yeah. You know, can I tell you this one? This one, I'm sure you prayed it. I don't know if you prayed it. Maybe it's an old time prayer poem. This one was real. Lord, let the person who is marking my wife, let him be in a good mood. Did you pray that one? What about if she just bring out the scripts after she and her husband just quarrel? Nonsense. Mood. You don't transfer the aggression to your scripts. And it's making any out. And can I even spare this nonsense? It's not you, it's the husband disagreement. And it's marking their scripts. Say, Lord, if we can pray that one. Because Wyke is like a terrible, dreaded exam. Serious exam. But that's the problem. Can we pray everything? I mean, I see pretty ladies in church today and everywhere. And even you're doing that stuff, say, Lord, help me make up well, do this stuff well. Help me. You can do all that. I'm telling you. Do all that. You can say, Bible said the footsteps of the righteous, they're ordered by the Lord. But I will get there at the right time by your spirit and power. You know, if you are like this, you tell me when to pastor. What you are saying means I'll be praying all the time. Yes. You'll be in constant communion with him. It will be a life. It will be a habit. You will not even, people wondering. You will not just move. You don't move. You will not even know. You will even know when it's happening. Because you are not used to always talking to him. What peace we often forfeit. What needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. The prayer habits of a smart believer. He prays about everything. He prays all the time. There's no situation, there's no condition that you leave to yourself. Don't plan, then plan inside prayer. Say, but why you say plan? Yes, Lord, I want to have meetings, we want to structure meetings, lead pastors, because say, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are here with us to help us, that these meetings, these things will do, all our decisions will come from you, and our minds will think about this rightly, and we'll take right decisions, and we'll go forward in Jesus' name. Yes, we pray. We pray for him to help our plan, to help our mind to think correctly. When we're going for a job interview, we remember to call pastor to pray. Those are high ones, right? But I'm not talking about we pray for everything. What about before we apply for the job? What about what about praying for the right job information to sift to our table? Someone just posted it on the group. And you joined the group last week. And then you see this stuff, and then you apply. Say, that's how I got it. What about if you pray, Lord, let the right information about the job you want for me, let it get to me. You can pray about everything. And I'm just saying this now. I remember, you know, when Isaac told Jacob to go get Esau something from, he was a hunter, go get something, bring for me, and all that. And then Jacob did the thing. Well, you know the story about all that stuff. And then Jacob comes to the food. He said, how did you get it so fast? He said, the Lord thy God brought it to me. So he felt, you know, so maybe he said, okay. When he was going to the forest to hunt, he says, God, Father, help me bring the animal speedily so I can live here so that my father can bless me. And Isaac didn't say, that's a strange thing. He said, it's all right, it's normal. I'll get there on time. This thing will work for me. Hallelujah. Let's look at Nehemiah chapter number 2. Nehemiah chapter number 2. We see a short prayer there again. Short prayer. Nehemiah chapter number 2. And in verse number 1, let me give you the context of this story. I think from verse number 1 of chapter number 2, we see Nehemiah was just told in chapter number 1 about the desolation of Israel and the walls were broken and all that kind of stuff. Israel, Jerusalem was in a bad state. Jerusalem was in a bad state and he just got information. And so, the Bible, let's just start off from here. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now, I had not been before time sad in his presence with a sad face. I drink the wine, I'm presenting the wine to the king, and I'm sad. Next verse. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid. You know, this is the fact that I think the context of that is just that you can't be sad before the king. It's like you are not loyal to his government. You don't do something where it makes me vex. So I'm sad. I'll protest with my sad face. You know, something like that. And so I was so afraid. Next verse. And I said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad? When the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lies waste, And the gates thereof are consumed with fire. Next verse. Then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make requests? So I pray to the God of heaven. Next verse. You get enjoy what you see there. And I said unto the king. Did you see that? He prayed there, then, just now, and replied. Because he said, go back to verse 4. Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, right there. So what do you want? In that pause, in his breath, right there, I prayed to the Lord of heaven. You know, can you be, I'm taking you further, because this is smart church. Can you be talking to somebody and be praying to God at the same time? Yes. It's a habit that I want you to learn. You are in the midst of, your boss calls you, Itoha, why are you doing this? And you did this thing. I'm telling you, you have always done it. And you stand there. One word from you, one wrong word, is trouble. You are saying, Lord, help me. No, it's not me. It might not be the right word. Or whatever. But you stand there in that time and you just say, Lord, help me. And you just say, Lord, help me. The right words. Ma, I'm sorry, Ma. And you don't even know what, you know, when you say you will not know what you are saying at that time. You will not even know what you are saying at that time. I'm sorry, Ma. But, and she's listening. And you say, God, help me. Because you just talk somehow, it just gets worse. And you pray right there. It's a very powerful habit you need to learn. You are relating to God as it goes up. Everything goes up and comes back down. It's not just me to you. It is me to God and then to you. It is God to me and then to you. We're rowing like that. Not just from my mind. You can pray. And so write what you see here. When he says, for what do thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. Right there and right then. And the next verse says, and then I said unto the king, if it please the king. Right there. He didn't just say, I know what I want. Come on. The guy must have known what he wanted. They just complained that the walls of Jerusalem are all broken, the place where his father's sepulchre is all burnt up and all that. So he just said, I want to go and fix it. I want to go, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight. You see that? What do you make request? Sir, I want to, it starts with, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchre, that I may build it. He goes on to say this, and then the king doesn't just allow him go. The king gives him money, request, and tells everybody, read this letter and support this man to do this job. Boy, you see the power of God coming into your life because you are praying. Are you here? That's a short prayer. And one of the things I want to break through the course of this teaching is this long prayer mentality. Long prayer, short prayer. The Lord answers prayers, whether long or short. Whether in your heart, from your heart crying out to him, or whether you say it out loud, or whether you are shouting and rolling on the floor, the Lord answers prayers. And many a times we are not used to praying the short ones because we have been told that the only time you pray is when you are shouting and you take 1 hour. There's a long time. There's that long thing there where you are praying and you're getting stuff. There's that short one there where you are currently living and you are going about your day. It's just like when the Bible says, thy word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So you see, we must not be fixed with only long prayer burdens. We must also be fixed with also short prayer burdens. So most of the time we're talking about praying and praying and praying and praying, and we do that. We have an hour prayer, we pray, you do all that, and I encourage you to have that. But this prayer habit thing is also the one you pray regularly. That's a smart believer. A smart believer talks to God all the time. And that is one of the biggest secrets of David. That's what I'll tell you. And that's one of the secrets of Jesus. We see Jesus, the Bible says, praying all the time. He had a prayer custom. It's important that we learn to pray all the time. And that's a smart believer. Hallelujah. And we're praying all the time. And we're praying about everything. So, do we know what to pray about now? Yes. Sometimes we develop confidence. Come on. We just go. Because every day, we go.
and nothing happened. And so we then have to pray. But it is important that we have that prayer life, that habit of always talking to Him about everything. As you're going, as you're doing your duty, as you're going, doing your work, say, Lord, help me. You know, somebody just did his job and got into trouble. Come on, he just did his job and got into trouble. Every day. This is what I've been doing for the past how many years. And suddenly, what happened? And you are getting all manner of issues and all that. You see, I mean, I remember, I told you last week, the Lord delivered me from evil. That's normal thing. We just must learn to have this continuous communication, these habits. Habits. Come on, can you say habit? Something I used to. Just a way of behaving. Prayer is a way of behaving. I behave that way. And if you're not praying, I'm wondering, are you thinking I'm weird? No, you are the one weird. It's normal. This is my normal. You don't pray again. You don't pray again. Yes, now. Say, you don't pray again. Everything that they pray for. You know they pray for everything. Say, you know, fiancé. We should pray for everything. And that's the habit I want you to get. That's a smart believer. The prayer habits of a smart believer. So when we say a smart believer, this is his prayer habit. This is how he does it. Every time. This is how he prays. He talks to God all the time. Right? All the time. Did we read Luke 29? Okay, we read that. John 12:28. Can we do that? Can we do John 12:28? Okay, I know we jumped into it, but I read it last week, so there's no point. I'm set to go all good today because I came to tell you something. Father, glorify thy name. That was Jesus' prayer. That was all one prayer. No, we could just sing that in my life, Lord, be glorified. And you know, you get a song like that, and just a prayer. Just a prayer. Lord, Father, glorify thy name. That's a prayer. Then came a voice from heaven, and he answered that short. Father, glorify thy name. Finish. And then he will answer. And so, that's a smart believer. This is Jesus praying. And Paul told us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. We say some things. No, in everything. So, let me do this. We should pray all the time, right? I think Paul also says pray without ceasing. Can we look at that? In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. It's there, sorry. Let's just look at that. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. You know, last week we looked at Daniel and his prayer. Right. Look at this. Pray without ceasing. It's a whole verse by itself. Pray without ceasing. That's a whole verse. They didn't cut out of it. That's just it. Pray without ceasing. And so, a smart believer, let's see if we can wrap this up together. A smart believer prays all the time. For what?
Everything.
So, a smart believer, can go further to say, is constantly connected to God. He's in constant communion with God. Right? He has a prayer habit. Always praying. And I believe, and I've taught you this when I talked about prayer as the basis of all prayer is communion. And are you still here?
Yes, sir.
And I believe that when you've learned to commune with God like this, you will be able to go down and build that long-term prayer thing. You want to pray long. You pray for 1 hour. What are you praying about? If you pray small things like this through the week, and then you settle down to pray, and you want to pray for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, you find that all those things will come back, and you pray without them. Right? Somebody who has not had communion with somebody small through the day cannot have that 1 hour communion with the person. Right? I covered that when I talked about prayer. The base of all prayer is communion. If we start at having communion like this, we will not be able to talk to the person for long. And when you meet somebody for the first time, it's always awkward. The meeting is short. It's short. You just, good morning, how are you? How is your mother? Fine. How is your father? Fine. What about your younger brother, James? Fine. Yeah. Alright, bye. Take care. You see? But somebody you talk to all the time, normally, when you now eventually sit down, want to now talk to the person, the matter go long. Somebody say, I can't pray long. It's because you not even pray short. But I believe if you start living like this and start talking to God regularly like this, you will be used to Him to be able to talk to Him for long. So when we do tarry 1 hour, instead of dodging and running, don't run, don't dodge. Come to church. And all those things you'll be talking to God about, you come to talk to Him about those things. And then now you can talk to God about your money. Come on. Money.
Boyfriend problems? He's married though. I said boyfriend problems?
Kalama.
Okay. They're not yet here. Okay. Girlfriend problems? So, see, if you do like this, I'll preach 1 hour. I want to threaten them. I have about 3-4 scriptures I've not even touched. If you don't answer me now, I'm going to start again. Money problem?
Yes, sir.
Boyfriend problem?
Yes, sir.
How can I talk true? There was a time, just remember this, you know, when we were on campus. We know, I left campus. I had some of our young ladies with us, and they were working with us when we just started this church in town. And most of them, I had about four so ladies in final year at that time. Four of them there at that time. And I'm like, you did somebody, see somebody, say, Pastor, nobody. I said, come. I said, join your hands together. All of them join their hands together. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for them. Lord, let the right person see them. God. And I know you are saying, I'm purposely using this example. Because you people live, you just you live there. They are the most important things to your life. You leave them. And you are trying to sort out boy by yourself. You never prayed. Talk to him about everything. So we joined hands together and prayed. And one of them met somebody that week, and she's married to the person now. That week, and we had some level of difficulties with this young man when she came to brought him to church. We talked and everything, and then they had difficulties. And I said, all right, if you can't make it work, just let it go. And then let it go. After some time, maybe a year or so, they connected and began to speak and began to talk. And then she called me and she's talking to me and she said, Pastor, you know, the reason why I have faith going forward is I remember the day we prayed together that day in church. It was that week, and you said this week, and this time, let this person go. And that was the week I saw him, and I met this young man. And I believe that somehow, it was that prayer. I'm telling you, she has 2 children now. I'm telling you, he says, I believe somehow. So, I know we had difficulties, but I believe, because it was from that prayer. I haven't seen anybody, I don't know nobody. Nobody just go in my life. And then that prayer, we prayed that day, and then we met, and we said, oh, this young girl came back. So I believe. And I said, oh, I join my faith with yours. It's your life, it's your marriage. You want to go ahead? So I want to go ahead. I believe. They're beautiful. Today, see beautiful. Prayer works. We were not long ago. We just finished cleaning church, and I was like, "Oh my pretty ladies, you guys are all pretty in church, drawing around, and you don't see somebody." Else, and I said, "Ah, come, let's pray." I said, "In the name of Jesus, you know, you just pray." I pray about everything. If you want my secret, that's my secret. I pray about everything. All of you, I pray for money for all of you, health for all of you. I mean, I pray that for me again. Maybe as a pastor, I have so many things to pray about for you, because so many people, different phases, different challenges. Different needs. So if I'm praying for this guy, I know what I'm praying for you about. We need that loan to come, we need more money to come. I'm praying for you. I'm saying, oh, I need a better job this way. Oh, this lady, No, so I'm praying so many prayers. I'm praying for health, I'm praying for all manner of things, and pray for you. And so I'm always praying. And I feel I want you to get that into your system today. I want you to get this prayer habit, and you're always praying. And so you're gonna talk to God about everything. Come on. That's a smart believer. I mean, everybody say everywhere dry. I agree. Everywhere dry. We're in business, Abby. I just think exactly. People are not coming around. But what will you do? You sit down and say everywhere dry and open film and start watching film. Maybe you watch it. I don't have a problem with that. But you should watch what you do first. Come on. Talk to God about the problem. You said everywhere dry. And we know everywhere dry. Money in your day anywhere. But they will come. Father in heaven. Come on. He says no quail can fall down without my father knowing. No bird can fall down. I mean, you can't even shoot a bird and kill a bird without the father knowing and planning. So before you, I remember a dear man who painted a picture. He said, "You shoot that gun." He said, "They say you are going to die flying to that bullet. If not, you can shoot from today to tomorrow, you will not die." So you say, "Lord, clients are coming. They'll come." Someone just say, "Oh, I don't know. He just say I want come since last month." He will just come that day. You don't see and you don't see rush. And I mean, and then you always remember in everything by prayer and supplication, make your request known to God with what? Thanksgiving. Father, I thank you. I thank you. So you are praying about everything. If I've done a good job today, you've heard one thing. You've heard pray about everything. Thank you, Jesus. This will make it a habit. Everything will make the habit. I know it's like you say habit. That is forming. You are forming a habit because you it's something that you do regularly. And now, finally, you are having you have a life. So there's always regular something happening. You know. You it now becomes a habit. You're not used to it. from clients in the office to, and I just look at pastors and they just give you a memo to write. Just a writing memo. And the memo is hard. You are writing, you delete. Write, delete. Just stop and say, help me, Lord. I know you are a memo writer, but just help me, Lord. Just write. Funnily, his help just comes and you do this stuff. The help of God is available for us if we learn to pray. And a smart believer prays. He prays all the time. He prays about everything. So, do you know what to pray for now? You know when to pray now? All the time, everything. Will you bow your heads this morning? Father, I thank you. I am a smart believer. I know what to pray for now. Thank you for your instruction. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your guidance. I'm praying about everything. I'm praying all the time. Everything, all the time. I'm praying for strength. Are you heartbroken? Are you heartbroken? Can you please pray for strength? Come on. Are you going through something? Pray for him to strengthen you. Come on. My heart is broken. And I can only ask God to strengthen me. Come on. Come on. Oh, shalala bakara babro sokole shandala babasaha. Do you need money? Pray for God to give you money. Is your relationship shaking? Pray for God to heal that relationship. Come on. Somebody say, Pastor, I'm not even in a relationship. Pray for God. Pray to God. And you have a beautiful relationship. Let the right person come. Come on, will you pray about that? You can pray about everything. And you pray all the time. The prayer habits of a smart believer. It's always talking to God. Prayer is a custom. Prayer is a habit. It's a custom. It's a way of life. From now on, I'm praying all the time. I'm praying concerning everything in my life. There are many things we've not spoken to God about. Many things. Because we don't carry these things to God in prayer. We are in grief and we are in pain. Pray for your parents. Pray for your boss. You pray for your job. You pray for concerning the weather. You pray concerning your accommodation. You pray concerning your relationship. You pray concerning your children. You pray when you are making your hair. You pray all the time. You pray without ceasing. You pray concerning everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, my heart is heavy. I ask for your strength. Lord, I can't deal with this burden alone. I ask for your strength. I need your help. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And you're always praying. You're always praying. What about your job? Your job is not so, it's just a difficult job. Pray. Come on. You pray. You pray. Oh, shalama pragodo selebaha. And you say, Father, I thank you. I thank you because you hear me always. The Lord answers prayers, whether long or short. He's here today. He's here today to answer your prayers. Oh, shalabokorebo shantala mahara bakasa. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Jalaba Prokose de Mahabe. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you for all my children. I thank you for everyone right now hearing the sound of my voice. I thank you, Lord God, because the grace to pray is upon us as a people now. In the name of Jesus. What pastor is a praying church? Everyone is praying. And they are seeking your face all the time. In that constant connection with you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the grace is upon us now. To be in that constant communion with you. I thank you, Lord God. Because as we open up our hearts to you, we receive answers. We walk in miracles. We walk in power. And we are full of thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Because this service marks a turnaround in our lives. Our prayer lives are aflame now. We are praying now. Somehow we are praying now. And it's just, Pastor, I can pray now. I thank you, Lord God, for the grace of this meeting right now. And we're talking to God about everything now. And we're just so excited. Thank you, Lord God, for what pastor has changed. Everyone here changed. Everyone hearing my voice changed. And we're communing with you every time right now. We have this prayer habit now. Thank you, Father, for the miracle that follows. Thank you, Father, for the power that follows. Thank you, Father, for the transformation that follows. Thank you, Father, because you hear us always. Your name be praised forevermore. Your name be praised forevermore. Hallelujah to you, Lord. God's people said,
amen.
Come on. Hallelujah.